My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford. Illinois' largest Ford dealer beats every deal by at least $500. Visit GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
That was not a great transition. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening today.
Yes, means a lot to us. And we've had a lot of people check in about Don Cooper. We were scheduled to talk to Coop, and he did opt out. We'll try to reschedule that. So that's why we didn't talk with Don. Hopefully we get a chance to. Want to thank our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
We mutually decided that now was the right time to make the change in that position.
And, of course, Kevin Zipak. He is our maven of sound.
And J.R. Smith already shirtless.
And Kevin is shirtless. And Ray, God love you, Ray. You do the job of every man. You're a wonderful person.
And I want my damn respect, too.
Yeah, he needs some respect. And now we get a chance to speak to our colleague. His name is Dan Bernstein. And he's
hey, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Man. Good, Dan. You?
Good.
Hanging in.
All good.
Holding up? I know you're pretty upset about Ricky getting fired.
Yeah, or, well, can you hear it in my voice?
Officially departing. Yeah, I just know you. I know the way that you sympathize for every man. I know your empathy. I just know that you're gutted.
I mean, a terrific guy. Everyone knows that. He'll have a job doing something somewhere, but I've been very clear and explicit in my desire for the White Sox to have a better manager. And I am confident that they're going to have a better manager, and that's good because I like the White Sox. I wanted to win.
Really? A.J. Hinch, you think, is...
Yeah, yep. I hope so.
Dan, can I tell you something? We are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just so we're clear here, Dan.
Just wanted to make sure that you remembered that before you started getting people fired.
Well, I think some managerial decisions or lack thereof or ill-timed ones ended up getting him fired. This is the good news is that all the good stuff that he did and everything that he did on the inside to help some of these young players grow and get their footing, none of that gets taken away. You know, he did in building a culture and helping guys like Tim Anderson through some difficult times, getting him steadied and ready to be a professional. A lot of these guys will be well-served from what Ricky Renteria did, and that's fine. And none of that gets undone or unwound or disappeared. It matters, and that's fine. And now it's time for a better tactician.
But it doesn't matter as much as they claimed that it mattered at the time. I mean,
I think it did.
Well, not now. I mean, it didn't matter enough for him to keep his job. Because
well, no, but that part's done. I mean, he served his purpose in that regard. And now that you've got some guys who are a little bit more mature and in their professional standing, that's the whole point A to point B. And
if they win game three, are they having this search now? Are we having this conversation now? If they advanced in that series,
I think so. because of everything I was hearing throughout the season. Game three showed us, and it showed everybody, what can happen when things start to, when you have the domino effect of an ill-timed bullpen. But they already were well aware of it. I mean, the people that I talked to and people in baseball had been muttering about this. The moment they realized the Sox were good and that now some of there was going to be scrutiny on some of these decisions because there was something at stake and there was a whole lot more attention on them, saying, you know, everything we've been talking about, you watch how this goes down. And when Dallas Keuchel throws 114 pitches and then has a back problem, you better believe that exit interviews of the players had a lot to do with this.
Yeah, that you know, I said at the time, I believe the morning after that, I said, well, I'm not going to complain about it unless something happens with the guy. Yeah, okay, if that's it, if he wanted to finish it, you're going to have him throw that many pitches. Well, as long as nothing goes on, as long as there's no repercussion, then we'll let it go. But the minute something happens, you can't not mention it. And we went back to that and did talk about it when he went down with the back injury. And, you know, look, Dallas Keuchel had his worst outing of the year at the most important moment. You know, we talked earlier, Dan, about, you know, MVP Toe had three different opportunities to win one of those two games on at bat with guys. One hit, and maybe this guy's not fired. But the fact of the matter is that they got eliminated. I can't believe that after winning that first game, Giolito's performance and everything else, that the White Sox didn't believe they were advancing. And the fact that they didn't had to come into play in this decision.
Well, it might have. I think they would have made the move anyway. I think even had they won, they probably would have made the move anyway.
I wonder how many manager of the year votes he's going to get.
That's so mean.
Well, there's precedent. Didn't Joe Girardi won manager of the year and got fired, didn't he?
That's true. Yeah, he got in an argument with the owner.
That was different.
That kind of hurts your job security when you cuss out the owner. That's not a good thing. Yeah, Mully, can you imagine the pre-game three ALCS press conference? We'd like to announce that we're firing Rick Renteria. And our game three starter will be...
They're down 2-0 against Tampa. Right. Yeah. We've decided to play
Rick. Also, you talk about that Dallas Keuchel start. He threw, I want to say, 93 pitches in his last regular season start also. And there were people even then saying, you know, there's a more important start coming up here. Maybe let this 31-year-old rest a little bit and get him out of there instead of pushing him to 93. You know, it happened again.
But who's going to tell Jimmy Cordero?
He doesn't get to pitch two innings every game.
He doesn't go every day, you know? Oh, no.
That's terrible.
That didn't help either.
No.
I'm sure. No.
I'm sure you're
right. You have to be able to manage a bullpen. That's almost job one for any manager, even beyond the you know, the culture and the chemistry. Those are things for teams that have developing players, teams that are ready to win. How does your manager manage his pitching staff is almost got to be the how you start every conversation about potential manager interviews. Those are the biggest things you want to know.
Yeah, the interview process is going to be interesting too, because it's the one thing we learned from the Cubs experience about just how thorough their process was and how organized it was and how laborious it was, frankly. I remember when they were going through this, when they hired, I think it was the Ricky, it was Pete McCannon who was interviewing in one of these rounds, and he just looked bewildered after it. And they put him out in front of the hot lights of the media because they wanted to see, after hours and hours and hours of these drill downs, how he was going to respond to adverse questioning. And it was fascinating to watch them go through this. You know, even David Ross talked about it, saying, these are my friends, and these are people I know well, and they put the screws to him, too, with, you know, throwing things at him in a room. I don't know if the White Sox are going to go about it quite that way. I imagine there is a method to the madness, but I'm wondering if it's going to be the same kind of trial by fire that the Cubs chose.
Well, I don't think it's the same with Zoom teleconferencing. You know, that's going to be a very difficult level of scrutiny and pressure. Like, oh, hold on. You're muted. I can't hear you. You know, it's not the same. Different dynamic. But I doubt that they would do that. But, Dan, don't you think it's all the interview process almost, I don't want to say a charade, but a formality if, in fact, A.J. Hinch is available and if, in fact, you've crossed whatever ethical, you know, boundary that, or obstacle that that's in your way, then that's a matter of when, not if, right?
I would think so, but I also think that it's really important to figure out your plan for handling that. He will, when you are trying to ingratiate yourself to a new fandom and a new locker room, it isn't just us, it isn't just fans. It's also any players in the locker room that may have an issue with what they feel was a compromised integrity from in their brotherhood. And you're going to need to know how that's going to be handled. There should be feelers out there already. That's the critical plan in hiring A.J. Hinch. I'm cool because I think he served his punishment, and the moment the World Series final out is recorded, he is eligible again. Not to mention he wasn't a ringleader. His issues or his wrongdoings were inaction, when he didn't do enough to stop it. He didn't do enough to put his foot down when he had an inkling of what was going on. Apparently he smashed the monitors in the video room because he started out to, but just didn't finish the job. He didn't take it up higher and say, we've got to stop doing this. It would be different if it were his idea, or if he said, here's how we're going to beat people, we're going to cheat to win. So the specifics of it are important, but bottom line, he's a fine manager, and you hope he comes off of this, and it's something that it's not going to happen again.
Well, you said that he is eligible after the World Series, so again, he's in play. Would you have no restraint in terms of taking a guy that, I mean, you don't pause or stop because of this, right? And you know, I get it. He didn't take it up any higher because God knows Jim Crane knew nothing about it. He's been absolutely, everybody says, nothing to do with it, especially him.
Are you asking if I'm...
I'm miffed about Jim Crane. I want them to win the World Series just so we could see Rob Manfred hand the piece of metal to Jim Crane, and then that will complete.
They can't beat the Rays,
Rays. No, the Rays are too good. But I wonder if you are, in any way, do you have any pause about sort of the moral conflict, legality versus morality?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, an issue. If you start holding every single manager to every single moral, ethical test, you're not going to be able to hire anybody.
Well, there's a difference between a moral, ethical test and a cheating scandal where that served you a suspension. I think that everyone deserves a second chance, and I think he's entitled to it, but it's not insignificant that occurred. I don't think it's as easy to dismiss as just like, okay, you know, that happened and he's sorry for it and he served his time. Yeah, you give him a second chance, but don't ignore the elephant in the room.
No, that's why I said the most important thing they do is sort of the public relations internally and externally and how they plan to roll it out. He's got to own it. You got to hear it from him with no euphemisms, with no uncertain terms, and he's a smart enough guy to know that. And I think if properly handled from the outset and done with full transparency, it's something where they can answer every question and then people aren't grumbling about it or wondering about it or rolling their eyes.
I won't roll my eyes or grumble until he says that he and Rob Manfred had a mutual agreement that he would sit out an entire year as a suspension.
Yeah, that was really just weird.
Wasn't it weird?
Yeah, that was odd. I don't understand how that helped in any way.
No, because that's one of the great things about this particular transaction or series of transactions is the lack of mystery. That's so often when a team makes these moves, we're wondering about the skullduggery that's going on and the castle politics. This is very clearly what it is. This is the White Sox are, Rick Hahn thinks they're really good, and he wants to find the best manager and pitching coach that he can. I mean, it's refreshing in its simplicity.
Yeah, and I guess when we think about this strange kind of idea that the boss and the employee have been talking for years about how he's going to be fired. How will we have the news conference? What will I wear? What tie should I pick up? I mean, it's just bizarre, isn't it? Do you spend a lot of time sitting with Mitch and talking about your departure, Dan? Here's how I want it to go.
We mutually decided that now was the right time to make the change in that position.
Yeah, come on, man. It's like, by the way, Ricky, you're fired. Can we mutually agree that you're fired? It's like, well, I'm fired, right? So I guess.
I wondered if it had something to do with payment of money. Like, oh, no, he agreed, so we don't have to give him anything.
Oh, the way they phrased it?
I don't know.
Maybe. That's what makes you wonder. Because otherwise, just own it. You're doing what everybody. You're making the popular decision. You're reacting to every caller to every show on this station that wants the manager fired, and everybody that texted their buddies during the playoffs and said "Fire Ricky!" I didn't get one of those at all. But so why not just own it?
Yeah, I like the way Arthur Blank did it with the Falcons. Where he was asked about it, and he said, well, we had decided before the year that this was playoffs or bust, and look at our record. We're not making the playoffs. They didn't win enough, so I'm firing them. And then Arthur Blank returned to 1942, where he apparently exists.
He never looks like a movie star, doesn't he? Like from that era, David Niven.
Total anachronism. He really is. I mean, he's got like the pencil thin mustache, and
my god,
he clearly uses like that. That's a guy who has a hair pomade or tonic of some kind.
I said that yesterday. He is manicured like the White House lawn, and he spends $70,000 a year on his hair. He gets haircuts like they cut each hair. It doesn't get like a bunch of hairs cut.
And
it's
extraordinary
the way that guy looks.
And it's some bespoke salon where he goes, and like I guarantee you, like he actually gets a shave, right? Like with the razor, and the whole thing, and the hot towels. I mean, he looks like he stepped out of a movie in 1940.
Yes,
although if you got that kind of money, where did I read this? I want to say, someone said Jennifer Aniston spends $20,000 per year on her eyebrows alone. Like, when you have, and when you have all the money, like, can you imagine?
Like, no.
Right?
No.
Dan, you gotta admit, though, she's getting her money's worth.
I guess.
Let me tell you something. When I think of Jennifer Aniston, I say,
you think eyebrows.
God, she has the most beautiful eyebrows I've ever seen.
Those eyebrows. Wow.
But the kind of life that you have to, where that becomes such a thing. It's like fine, if that's important to you and you have all of the money, go ahead and do it. But just the time and the worry, and it's like, it's one thing to maintain your house and make sure your pipes aren't exploding and that you have a working dryer. It's another thing if you're spending the equivalent of like a Nissan Altima every year on your eyebrows.
Do you spend 20 grand a year making sure the dryer works?
No, I try to not spend 20 grand a year on anything except for like, you know, health care and my kids' education. But, I mean, it's astonishing.
Yeah. Can you imagine doing forensic accounting with that? Let's say 20 grand for the eyebrows. What?
Huh?
That's got to be made up. That can't be true.
No, look it up somewhere. Probably you could see that. I mean,
how could you do that?
Is that deductible as a business expense?
But how long does the eyebrow, what's it called? Eyebrow threading? Threading or something. How long does that last for her?
I don't know. Ask Anthony Davis. I have no idea.
It's like she wakes up with 5 o'clock shadow on her eyebrows. I mean, I don't get it at all.
It's like every Thursday you go in for eyebrow maintenance. I don't know.
Thursday's eyebrow day.
You know, the LA lifestyle, plus there's all the other boutique stuff, like the cleansings and the detoxings
I thought Jennifer Aniston lived in Central Park.
I'm sure she has multiple homes.
Oh,
I think she has an actual apartment, David.
Oh, yeah.
Living in Central Park.
She's like the bird lady from that Home Alone movie or whatever version. Home Alone 3, the Irish lady who lived in the park.
Hey, Dan, before we get out of here, what did you think of Tony La Russa being in the mix?
He's not. Well, I found it fascinating, and you guys, as newspaper men, the USA Today tagged that as opinion. And I found that significant. That Bob Nightingale piece was not reporting. It was opinion. And for an editor at USA Today to be like, yeah, we'll run it, but we're not going to say USA Today is reporting. This is Bob Nightingale thinks. And that to me made it. So what that seems like to me is some kind of perceived favor that Jerry Reinsdorf or someone else is someone in the White Sox organization. Because, you know, Jerry and Tony La Russa are close Jerry's friends.
Tight. Yep.
And it might have been Tony like, hey, you know, put my name out there. You know, give me a little viability. Maybe mention, you know, put my name out there as a fringe candidate or something like that. That looks to me, and I'm not saying I know this for a fact, but that has every particular mark of just a favor.
Hmm.
Just to close the thread, so to speak, how much a year does he spend on his eyebrows, Dan? Do you have the list?
That I haven't seen.
There should be a list. If someone's spending $20K, we need like a list of how much people spend on their eyebrows. Well, what you got today?
Well, we're busy. We are going to get the latest on the White Sox situation now that we've had a day to digest it. We talked to Steve Stone yesterday. We'll talk to Jason Benetti today at 10 o'clock. Craig Calcaterra on all things baseball. We actually have a championship series going on at the moment. He's going to talk about that and give his thoughts about the White Sox managerial opening. Midday Midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels will break down Nick Foles' performance at 11. Paul Ciarci, and oh my goodness, you're talking about unprecedented times in fantasy football with everything that's happening and games at weird times and games getting postponed and everybody being hurt. So this is there's always opportunity in chaos, and Paul Ciarcian is going to help you make the most of this chaotic fantasy football environment.
Have a good show.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
A.J. Hinch, to me, seems like a perfect fit for the White Sox. And by the way, that's the direction I think they're going to go. I respect the hell out of the White Sox for being bold and breaking from past tradition and saying, yeah, we once said that Don Cooper was going to be the pitching coach for life. Sorry, now we're better than that.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here, and as much as I hate to say it, the temperatures are dropping and the leaves are turning and falling, and pumpkin spice is at coffee shops all over, and that means summer is over. The season of ghosts and goblins has arrived. Don't be freaked by the monsters hiding behind your walls. Mold and water damage can be terrifying, but the expert team at Aloha Restoration can help. I know from experience, I had water damage in my house and I didn't know what to do when I called them and everything was fine. I know they're good at what they do. When the ghosts in your basement start causing you trouble, who are you going to call? Aloha Restoration. Learn more at aloharestores.com.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional people.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Ricky Renteria is out. When's the last time that both of the Jerry Reinsdorf-owned teams went into the same offseason looking for new managers and coaches? I hope that they could strike similarly as the Bulls did in landing perhaps the best available. Rudy says, holy smokes, I didn't see that coming. People say you shouldn't celebrate someone losing a job, but call me a bad guy. I'm celebrating. The White Sox got better today. It's proof that Rick Hahn sees what we see. It's unfortunate, but it's very, very promising. Now, go get Trevor Bauer and let's effing go. Whew. I think there will be a time and a place to have that discussion as well.
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on the Score.
Well, we didn't see that coming yesterday, but it arrived. Did a little bit of Bears talk. We're getting ready to talk about Blackhawks and all the new Schmieds that they have playing for them. And all of a sudden we get this news, and it's huge. Rick Hahn came on afterward in his Zoom press conference. We didn't get a chance to revisit some of that stuff. We couldn't turn it around quickly enough during our show as he was talking. So I want to go back and listen to some of that today to actually hear exactly what he said about why they did what they did, even if they want to hide behind the fact that it was some sort of mutual agreement, agreeing that it's time. I don't know. That made it all very, very odd. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The voice of the White Sox on NBC Sports Chicago, Jason Benetti, is going to join us at 10. Craig Calcaterra, longtime national baseball writer, he of the Cup of Coffee newsletter, will join us at 10:20. We'll talk a little bit about the championship series and everything that's happening across the game. Midday Midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels talks Bears quarterbacking at 11, and then Paul Charchian is here to rescue you. He's here to walk you through the minefield that is fantasy NFL football right now, because it's, I don't know how you do it, those of you who do it, because knowing who's where and who's eligible and who's playing and when and how some leagues are trying to sort of fly by the seat of their pants, he can help you as your guide through the fantasy wilderness right now. That is at 11:20, and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at Sports Radio 670. And you can email us. That's Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you're going to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text to the text zone that is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. You text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. Twitter is at Bernstein670. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure, if you haven't yet, that you download the radio.com app that gives you full command over your Score consumption experience on all of your mobile devices. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And, importantly, we're on video, Twitch to be specific. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hello. Hi. How's it going? I'm looking at you. It's like Romper Room. Get that reference, huh? Hold up a little mirror with no glass in it. Brian Gertsch directs the video feed, and Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the executioner, is the man on the board doing all the things that he does. So we've had a day to digest what happened in the world of the Chicago White Sox. And I'll tell you this, man, when you see how far this team has come and what it means to have done their teardown and their rebuild. Go back to when they hired Robin Ventura, which is just classic White Sox. It's always been, and I think Rick Hahn used the word. He used the word insular, and they have been. It's been this whole White Sox family thing. And they had to, remember, Ventura didn't want the job, and they had to convince him to take the job in like 5 years, I want to say. He's there as this kind of reluctant manager. And there was the Ozzie Guillen hire. That was one of their own. And this is not that. And the reason they can do this is because they got good, is because they drafted well, they developed, they were able to sign Luis Robert. They found people, they got good. They made some brilliant trades, and in large part, the Chris Sale trade and the Adam Eaton trade that accelerated the rebuild was also because of the contracts that they signed, also because of the way that they were able to make these trade pieces attractive. And whatever combination of Rick Hahn and Ken Williams that made this all work, it is so refreshing that for you, the White Sox fan, because I know you better than you think I do. And White Sox fans have always had this, the whole stepchild syndrome or the little brother. It's like, it's always somebody else. It's always other teams doing business in a big time, active, aggressive, proactive way. And at least celebrate the fact. And we can say, give all the caveats you want about Renteria. I know we have to say, you know, nice guy, good baseball man, I hate that term. Good baseball man. Every time somebody says baseball man, I picture Mr. Met. Like he's an actual baseball man. His whole head's a baseball. It's like, a good baseball man who right over there. Hey, there's Mr. Met. Because he's the only baseball man. Because that's literally what he is. He's a baseball with legs. And that's good baseball man. That's good. They used to say that about a guy when they didn't really know what he was good at. He was just a guy who's around a lot. And spat and would say things that sounded baseball-y. And now we're kind of done with that whole thing. And most people described as good baseball man mean dinosaur who's going to be replaced by an iPad. And in Ricky's case, good guy. But they're in a position now where they're a destination. Why wouldn't A.J. Hinch want to come in here and manage this team? Why wouldn't Alex Cora? If that's the guy, why wouldn't he want to come in here and manage this team, this fun, dynamic, multi-talented, athletic, expressive team? That's really cool. And that's a place where White Sox fans have not found themselves in the past. It's always somebody else. It's always something kind of not quite, or maybe if we get this or if we get that, and kind of doing it in their own way. The Sox handled this well, with the exception of the whole mutual thing. They just said, yeah, we're making a move here. We're parting ways with Rick Renteria and Don Cooper, and we're hiring new people because we can and we want to, and we want to get better at these positions. And they took the Ozzie Guillen piece out of it because they knew they had to. Although, I was starting to think now that if we extrapolate the fact that Guillen was told that he's not a candidate because Jerry Reinsdorf called him and told him he's not a candidate. Therefore, if we extend that logic, anybody who hasn't been called personally by Jerry Reinsdorf is therefore a candidate. So make sure, check your, I don't know how you have your phone set, but just see if there's a call from Jerry on there, because if he didn't call you, you too are a candidate. But this is a very simple sports story. It's a refreshingly simple story. And the story is the White Sox know they're good and they wanted to get better at the managerial position. Okay. End of story. And I don't think that the move is made unless you have an indication that one of your short list guys is ready to step in and take that job. And I do think there will be an interview process, but it probably will be a perfunctory one because there isn't much that A.J. Hinch has to prove at this point. You have two World Series winning managers, modern World Series winning managers who understand the way the game is coached, analyzed, taught, played, practiced, and they're right here for you. There's already rumor that Alex Cora could be headed back to Boston, having served a suspension and a firing, and now they would welcome him back and say, let's run it back. I don't know the veracity of that, but it is it would be interesting to see if they would feel that it was something they could do and would want to do. But there is a family connection here with Joey Cora having been Ozzie Guillen's longtime right hand. So I imagine he'll get more than just a check-the-box kind of phone call on that. I want to hear from Rick Hahn because we didn't get a chance to turn it around on this show, and we need to hear him in his words describing what this is and where they're headed as of today. Then Jason Benetti will join us at 10 o'clock. That's all coming up. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have the score.
Leila Rahimi joins Dan Bernstein.
And it's usually pretty gold when it happens.
Tomorrow, 9 to noon on The Score.
Nobody's cheering against sports. We all want sports people to be safe. We want athletes to be safe. We want fans to be safe. Nobody's cheering against that.
Leila Rahimi with Dan Bernstein tomorrow, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Door System.
I've been shaving with Harry's for years now, and I wish I would have found out about it even sooner because it's a better product at a much better price. And Harry's has figured out all the things you need and stripped away all the things that you don't. They have their sharpest blades ever right now. And they're still as low as $2 each. Unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvement. And you can find these blades in stores, but the best deal you can get right now is by going online to harrys.com, and you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use the code DANB at harrys.com. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, they reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. And you wonder, okay, great. How can they deliver quality at a low price? Well, they own the entire thing. The whole manufacturing process, from research and development to the factory floor, they own the factory in Germany that's been honing razor blades for 100 years so they can keep their prices low. So you can get Harry's sharpest blades ever right now as part of your trial set. It is $3. You go to harrys.com, you use the code DANB, you get a five-blade razor, a weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. It's $3 and free shipping. Go to harrys.com, use the code DANB.
As an educator, you've been leading students to grow, learn, and achieve for years. Take your passion to the next level by earning your doctoral degree in education online at Grand Canyon University. Become a change agent and help identify emerging trends in K-12 education. Develop innovative solutions and make measured improvements. What do you think making a difference in education looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible. Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, I did.
And the only reason why I say that is, look, I don't want to diminish anything that Ricky did in his years that he was there. The 3 years previous to this, he had himself a bad ball club, not ready to win. The youngsters weren't ready yet. The free agents weren't acquired. The minor league hadn't developed quite as quickly as they wanted, but they understood that because Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams both said, five-year rebuild. It was going to be a five-year rebuild. So what I said coming into this year was I liked what Ricky had done so far. I said, but we're going to learn a whole lot about Ricky Renteria this season.
And we did. For a while, it didn't matter that there were some tactical issues. There were some headwinds. And when it started to matter, that's when you bring in somebody who's better at it. It really is just that simple. That was Steve Stone yesterday on this show saying that he did expect this to happen. This was not a surprise in his world. And Rick Hahn spoke with reporters yesterday via Zoom. And this is the first time that we've gotten an opportunity to replay some of this stuff in larger chunk form. But this was the White Sox general manager and how he began yesterday.
Preliminarily, with regards to Ricky, I want to make a couple of things clear. This is obviously not an easy decision for any of the parties involved to come to. You will not hear me, nor do I suspect anyone with the organization, to share with you anything negative about Ricky Renteria in terms of factors in this decision. We've had conversations, Ricky and I, Jerry and Ricky, Kenny and Ricky, for literally years about how the final stages of this will go. And over the last few months and weeks, Ricky and I have had very candid conversations about where we're at as an organization and what we need to do to get to the next level. And again, we mutually decided that now is the right time to make the change in that position. As I said, you're not going to hear any criticisms of Ricky from me on this call or going forward. This isn't about any of the decision-making in game three of the wild card series. This isn't about anything that happened over the last couple of weeks after we clinched our position into the playoffs. This is, again, based upon where we are as an organization and what we need to do to take that next step and putting us in the best position to succeed. I will say that Ricky is obviously, for those of you who've had the pleasure of working with him in the media, much less with the club, Ricky is obviously a fantastic baseball man and probably even better person than he is a baseball man. His energy, his dedication to this club, to getting our organization as far along this successful path as we have over the last few years will not be forgotten. And when ultimately we get to where we want to go in terms of winning championships, I suspect Ricky Renteria's fingerprints will be all over that club. And part of that success will be due to him. A big part of that success will be due to him.
Admit it, I ruined the baseball man thing for you now. Because anytime somebody says baseball man, you must picture Mr. Met. you can't unknow that. And now I have just put a cookie on your hard drive that you're not going to be able to remove. You have just clicked yes, you accept cookies, and now it's on there, and I apologize for nothing. So Rick Hahn was then asked, all right, you got a chance to hire another White Sox manager. What are the criteria?
I don't think I'm going to get into too much detail in terms of specific attributes. I don't want to say anything that's going to influence what we hear from any candidates when we go through this process. I will say that this is an opportunity for us as an organization. We've obviously been somewhat insular in terms of our managerial hirings over the last several years. This is an opportunity for us to speak to individuals with other organizations that have had success and learn from them and get their sort of outsider objective perspective on our organization. Ultimately, I think the best candidate or the ideal candidate is going to be someone who has experience with a championship organization in recent years. Recent October experience with a championship organization would be ideal. But we're going to keep an open mind. And, you know, we're over this next several weeks, we'll diligently pursue who's on our list and go from there.
All right, now hold on a second, though, because, Rick, when you hired Rick Renteria, you did say that Ricky Renteria was someone in your mind who could manage a championship club. So what gives?
This is not how we wanted this to end. We wanted it to end with Ricky leading us to championships. That was the intent from the start. Over time, again, through very candid and quite frankly personal conversations about where this organization is, what our time horizon is, what we need to do to win in October and get to that final ultimate goal, it became evident that it was time to make a change.
Now, even though you said you weren't going to talk about the criteria and the various traits and prerequisites, we need to know if prior managerial experience is important, and of course the question from 20 years ago, the understanding of metrics.
Managerial experience is probably ideal. It's not essential. We're not going to unduly limit ourselves. I believe six of the eight managers that were still playing as of last week were in their first jobs. Obviously, we've seen others within our division, Rocco Baldelli doing a wonderful job with Minnesota in his first job, his first chance in the big chair. So we're not going to cut off any avenues, but ideally having that October managerial experience would be a plus. But again, we're not going to cut ourselves off for that. As for being a modern manager, yeah, that's going to be important. Having an understanding of the clubhouse, the rhythm of the game, a good gut feel, but at the same time being able to balance that with modern analytics is a plus for any candidate. But again, I don't want to go too down the path of laying out traits of what we're looking for, because that could potentially color how the conversations go when we get in the room with the candidates. But those are sort of the broad strokes.
He mentioned championships, and he's been pretty clear about what the goal has been from the outset of the rebuild. So let's put it out there. What are the expectation levels now for this team?
I think it's perfectly reasonable to believe that we've opened our window. We talked about it this time last year. We talked about the fact that we were moving sort of that second stage, finished sort of the talent accumulation stage for the most part, and building a core. We wanted to augment that group and ideally transition to a team that's capable of competing for championships. We have flaws still. We have holes that we're going to have to hopefully address over the coming weeks and months. But this is a team that should reasonably have championship aspirations. And I think, quite frankly, we should be viewed as a very desirable landing spot for a potential manager. We're a team that, you know, not only gets to play in Chicago and have tremendous support, but we're a team that's poised to potentially go on an extended run here. So we're looking for that right fit. It's going to be able to take us to that next step.
So let's get back to the phrase of the mutual agreement to part ways here. Is he saying that Ricky Renteria actually agreed that he shouldn't be the manager of the White Sox?
No, it's, I think, somewhat based upon the relationship that we have and that we're able to have sort of honest conversations about where we're at, what we need to do to get better, as well as the time horizon for doing that and the length of time that we foresee us being together and why. So, again, I don't want to get too deep into personal conversations about fit and longevity and the length of this potential window, and just let you know that, you know, Ricky and I have talked for years about how this potentially ends. And it was always with the hope and the goal of us winning a championship together, the White Sox and Ricky. Obviously that didn't happen. This isn't the ideal ending from that standpoint, but it is a ending that we have talked about previously, not just over the last couple of days or couple of weeks.
I don't get it. I totally don't get that at all. That's just a bunch of gobbledygook to me. You fired him. You fired him because you want someone you think is going to do better. It just all the time talking about how it ended. I totally don't get that at all. That's just a word salad. And then to do it after a 60-game season where we went into this thinking we don't know how to evaluate anything and none of it really matters and we can't draw any conclusions, and yet they still did. How did this happen in the way it did after such a unique season?
I mean, look, yeah, we obviously weren't thrilled with the way the season ended. Overall, if you take a little bit of a 30,000-foot view or you take a step back, and if you had said in the middle of spring training 2.0 that we were going to win 35 out of 60 games and we're going to make the playoffs and, you know, TA was going to keep doing what he's doing and Abreu was going to have an MVP caliber year and Luis Robert was going to accomplish what he accomplished as a rookie, Eloy was going to continue to improve, I think we all would have been pretty happy with that as a step forward, as a good season, a sign of progress, a nice transition from that first stage to the final stage of being ready to win championships. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to be a little disappointed with how it ended, or a little frustrated by how we played over the final, you know, 10 to 14 games. But I think objectively, in terms of where we are, in terms of the fourth year of a rebuild, that was a good fourth year for the rebuild. Doesn't mean we're satisfied. Doesn't mean we don't have work to do. Doesn't mean that our eye level won't be higher going forward. But objectively, that was a positive season.
That means it wasn't just 60 games going into this particular evaluation, that this has been going on clearly for some time. Yesterday, we talked to Steve Stone. Today, we talked to his broadcast partner, Jason Benetti, about big changes with the Chicago White Sox. He will join us next on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This holiday season, more people are going to be mailing stuff than ever before, and that means the post office is going to be busy. You don't have time for that. Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to you, to your computer. You can mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do with the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the USPS and UPS right to your computer. It is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending invoices or an online seller fulfilling orders during this record-setting holiday season, or even if you're a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, wherever you want to send it. And once your mail's ready, you schedule a pickup or you drop it off. It is that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, and up to 62% off U.S. or UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. You don't want that. Stamps.com's a no-brainer. It saves you time, it saves you money, and it's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Instead, sign up for Stamps.com. There is no risk. And with my promo code, Bernstein, you get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale, no long-term commitment, no contract. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Bernstein. That's Stamps.com. Just enter my last name, Bernstein. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Truck drivers, it's time to get your career back in gear. Make your new normal a better normal with Snyder, a time-tested carrier. A local Snyder recruiter will host face-to-face and virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area, with the potential for a same-day job offer. That's face-to-face virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area. Get full event and driver job details at SnyderJobs.com/events. That's SnyderJobs.com/events.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk.
I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino.